I was going to ask the same thing of you guys, if there's any chance.
Brendan?
Sure. Let's go.
Can you call, like, Lockdown or whatever those guys are? Can you call some of your bros?
Sure. We'll get them in here.
So, I know the feeling.
Yeah.
So, Dog, he was so upset with how much he sucked, which I doubt that he sucked as much as he thought he did, but I understand. Believe me, I understand the feeling, especially when the thing's rolling.
Yeah.
And even if you stop it and start it, the bad shit is still on the card, so you want to erase it.
Right.
So he erased it, and then he couldn't get it formatted.
It came up as media error.
Yeah.
And it was just, yeah.
So I felt bad for it. I wanted to hug you, but
I needed a hug.
But Mallory was here, and I didn't want her to see us hugging.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's, we do that kind of stuff in the men's room. That's where that.
Yeah.
That's the appropriate place for it.
The fun zone.
What was happening in your mind that was, why was it not turning out?
It was really a perfect storm of technical difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
That goes back even before my work computer, which is now fixed. It goes back to trying to deal with my loaner computer that was not equipped to do any recording or editing of things. It has to do with that. It has to do with my inability to really kind of nail the read. And it also has to do with the script itself being composed of such a dense fucking Mount Vesuvius of five-syllable words all written as a writer, not written for that, thinking they might have to someday be read. And it really was just... It was a surreal experience, and it's maybe a third of the way done. Maybe.
Is it for farm stuff? Because whenever I have to read something for farm stuff, there's a lot of words that they're crazy, weed killer words.
Yes, exactly.
Seed words.
Yeah.
Boll weevils or pests.
Yeah. This seems to be describing some sort of off-site automation software for a company, and even after having read, through a kind of a flow chart of a script, I don't feel that I even understand anything more about it.
Yeah.
So it was and then with the formatting thing, and then I'm also like, feel, like you guys are still here, and you guys had a lot of work to do, and I was waiting mentally like for your departure. So I could just sort of take up the whole space, as it were.
Yeah,
I
was here till 8:30. Mallory and I were here till 8:30.
Yeah,
trying to figure something out, which we did figure out.
Good, good. So, but I
reformatted it for you.
You did.
Yeah,
yeah. Do you want to break down that procedure?
No. You know what? I think I did it in my computer. That's
yeah.
And then I just put it in here. Restarted the machine.
Reboot the machine.
Recycle the power.
Recycle the power.
You were kind enough to step in and have a look at it, because it was like we were looking for how to do it on the machine, and we knew Sean knew how to reform. Anyway,
there's a manual for the machine that should be in here,
yeah,
along with a remote control. I don't know where they are, but
yeah.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good, Esteban. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thanks for joining us.
Let me just say thanks to you for last.
I'm sorry it didn't get any better.
Well, I got it. I got through some of it, and I'll see what they have to say about it. But I was here till about 11:45.
Yeah, I hate. Whoa. I just hate that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I just read it. Like I read it out loud three times, then I read it three times on the tape, and then I pick whichever one I thought went the best. I don't even re-listen to it.
Yeah.
And I don't play it for Janet because she goes, "You're not acting at all."
Yeah, I know.
You need to learn how to act. And I'm like, Janet, I don't know how to act.
And then I'm thinking,
I can't put myself in the place of a farmer who is spraying his corn. I can't do it.
Yes, you can. Take your shoes off.
I can't do it.
Walk in the yard a little bit.
I can't do it.
Yeah, I know. I don't know the mindset. I don't know.
All right, here's the first thing I need to tell people today. Well, anyway,
thank you.
Yeah. So it's all right, man. It's cool. I felt bad for you, but I felt your pain.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to at least get you back up and running.
Yeah, it was a very there was a lot of care and concern.
Tenderness, really.
It was tenderness.
Try a little tenderness.
It was very avuncular.
Ooh, he may get weary or
may get woolly.
He may get woolly. They don't get woolly.
We got this email from a non-listener, Steve.
But, yeah, I'm going to call Buzz. Is that what you're
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, yesterday we wrote, Steve said it's too heavy, the kettleball, kettlebell. And are you available? Wants to call you tomorrow to discuss further on the podcast. Are you available to talk around 1 p.m.? I got this response. Absolutely. I have a 30-pound bell at the house. Would someone be able to come by before the show and pick it up so he has it with him to try it out?
Well, it's the one I have is 35. I mean, it's okay. Not that different, right?
Well, we'll find out from the horse's mouth.
All right. Let's do that now. Let's get it over with. The name calling and whatnot. Right?
Pussy?
Yeah. Let's just get it over with. Because it's going to happen. I get it. I understand.
Hello.
All right, just get the you calling me a pussy out of the way. Let's get it over with.
I don't do that.
All right.
I don't do that.
Okay, thank you.
It's all positive reinforcement.
That's right. I'm all upbeat. No, there's no negs here.
Okay, right on, man. Right on. Okay, so here's my thing. Here, I want to do it. I started doing it last week, and these are excuses, coach. But, first off, I'm still a little concerned that I'm not going to bust loose my gut that I had sewn up a year ago, but of course that's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
I know. And then secondly, Rosie was in the way, and she kept chasing the kettlebell, and I
you got to get the pets out of there. You can kill a pet.
Yeah. those are my excuses.
I mean, that's a tragedy. That'll derail you. You kill Rosie, and you're off your game.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
No.
But I do want to do it, and I do have the 35 pounds isn't. I know I said it's too heavy, and I know you offered up a 30, but I'll just do the 35. I could do the 35.
Okay, but I mean, I'm here to facilitate every possible whim that you come up with.
Yeah.
And if 35 is a problem, I have no difficulty in getting you a 30 because, if you did the 30 for a week, you'd get bored because it's really not enough action.
Yeah, I was thinking more like a 5. Started with a.
Well, I went to that weekend to get my certification.
Right.
And I had to do a lot of stuff that I literally have never done before. I mean, I know what the move is, but I don't do the move. I don't practice it. I do other things.
Right.
But I wound up at the end of the weekend where I couldn't believe I had to go back for a second day. It was like, oh my God, because I'm surrounded by 25-year-old kids. They're all personal trainers. You know?
Right.
They're built to the max, and it's like, holy crap. So I want at the end of it, you have to take a bell and swing it continuously for 10 minutes and work in all the different moves.
Mm-hmm.
I wound up, my bell weighed 18 pounds. I was using 18 pounds and I was having trouble with it. So, I mean, it's not the weight. you can't judge things by the weight.
Okay. So that those are moves other than the one where you put it between your legs like you're going to hike the football then you thrust it up.
There's a whole world of kettlebell things, and I'll send you a YouTube thing of my most recent hero. Because right now I realize I can do all those moves, and if I practice it with a light bell, I'll get them all, and it's just so much fun. You can't believe it. I mean, it's like I'm learning how to flip the kettlebells, so I can. because once I realized I can do it, I mean, I've already spent like 3 years with this kettlebell just doing a two arm swing. That's all I have done in 3 years.
Right.
And that's all you have to do. That's the genius of the kettlebell. There's only.
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to doll.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkoffistan.